Reality TV has a competition for everything these days. Cooking, singing, dancing, cupcake baking. And now, like magic, you can add magic to the list. Sci-fi introduces us this week to Wizard Wars, where magicians are presented with a challenge. Take a collection of everyday objects and use them to create a mind-boggling presentation for a panel of judges. Well, one of those wizards is mentalist Angela Funovitz. Arun Roth spoke with her earlier this week.
So first off, can you explain, you're described as a mentalist. For people who don't know, can you explain the distinction, as much as there is one, between a mentalist and a magician?
A mentalist is somebody who creates this illusion of a sixth sense, so to speak, almost looking as if they're psychic. Of course, they're not claiming anything, but they can very much seem to be able to read your mind or something of that sort. And I loved that. I loved that there was a almost scientific element to it. I loved that it was very real, very visceral. And, you know, you always make a disclaimer and you say, I certainly don't have this actual type of ability. And it's something that we do for fun, for entertainment. But, you know, there's always an element of wanting to believe as well.
So do you know what my next question is?
I know all your next questions.
So take us to the set of Wizard Wars. Can you explain how the competition works?
I think the best way that I've been able to describe it to people has been comparing it to Iron Chef, because a lot of people have seen the Iron Chef America show. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of set up in a similar fashion. So we have the four wizards, which I'm one of the wizards, along with Justin Flom, Gregory Wilson, and Shimshi, all fantastic magicians. And then they have challengers come in, and basically the first round, two pairs of challengers compete with each other, and whoever wins that round gets to compete against two wizards in the final so-called wizard war. And that's judged by a great panel of judges. We have Penn and Teller, Jason Latimer, and Kristen Gearhart, all phenomenal, phenomenal people.
And like in Iron Chef, you're given a list of ingredients, things that you have to work with, which are not all necessarily traditional magic props, though.
I mean, things like Spam, things like earthworms, you know what I mean? that's definitely not something that prior to coming into Wizard Wars I would have ever conjured up in my own mind as something that I wanted to use in my own act. So.
You know, I'm sure you've been asked this question before, because the stereotype is that magic, it's a boys' club, right? Most magicians are supposed to be nerdy guys. I was at a mentalist convention a few years back, and you end up at these places from time to time.
Yeah.
It was mostly men. So why do you think it persists? Is it what audiences expect?
I think there are a number of reasons. Even when I was growing up, I remember thinking to myself, because I loved magic from the time I was 10 years old, that was when I really got hooked. My inspiration on those shows was always like the female assistants. And so I thought what I would have to do one day was to meet some male magician and marry him and become his assistant or something if I wanted to do magic all the time. So it was challenging.
And now you're cutting men in half with chainsaws. So
absolutely.
Well done.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's hard to make a living as a professional performer, a magician, and a lot of people have day jobs, but you have a very serious day job. You're actually a medical doctor.
I'm actually a first-year dermatology resident physician. I work at Metro Health Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio.
Do you work magic into your medical practice at all?
Absolutely.
How?
I love it. I mean, if you have a child that needs some sort of treatment that's going to be painful or something that they're afraid of, you know, I mean, geez, what a beautiful thing it is to be able to bring an actual little piece of magic right there and something that distracts them entirely. You know, that's very much a very passionate area of mine.
That's Arun Roth talking to Angela Funovitz, physician and current star of Wizard Wars, which premieres Tuesday on the Sci-Fi Network.